possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ray Fittipaldo no longer has to pull out of his driveway and drive to Steelers camp. It is over. It is in the book. And he joins us now to break down what he learned over the course of 15 practices. Ray, brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys of Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG. Usually they give me the LGKG before we get the guys' names, and that screwed me up. How we doing, Ray?
I'm good, guys. How we doing?
Outstanding.
Yep.
Ray, you got to be thrilled. Training camp is over. You're going to watch that joint practice tomorrow, right? They're off today. They'll get that joint practice with Tampa tomorrow. Who would you say, let's do offense first. Who's your offensive MVP from Steelers training camp, if there were such an award handed out?
It would have been much easier if you said defense first. Offense, I'll go Aaron, just because he's the quarterback and just because Mike was so effusive in his praise of him yesterday. Just talked about how he loves football and how it's, rubbing off on his teammates, how much he cares about the game. But I'm going to be honest, it was a slow start for Aaron. Then it picked up. And then Jalen came back yesterday, and some of the other defensive guys are coming back, and you saw the defense get back at it again. So I think the defense is probably the story of this training camp, Adam. I know we'll get to it, but Mike, I don't know that I've ever seen Mike Tomlin as confident as he is in his defense as he is right now. I mean, he is just really excited about what this unit potentially can do this season.
Yeah, Ray, why do you think he is so confident? I mean, we discussed it early on in the show of, with some reasons why he may be saying these things out loud. Why do you think he's so confident in this defense this year?
Jalen Ramsey. I think that's the number one reason. And that's not to say the other parts aren't important. We all know TJ and Alex probably make one of the top pass rushing duos in the league. We know the inside linebackers are better than they've been in a long, long time, probably going back 10 years to Ryan Shazier. But they haven't had a secondary like this to match up with the better offenses in the NFL in like two decades. And I don't know that they've ever really had it under Mike Tomlin. You got Darius Slay, who's 34, but he can still play. You got Joey Porter, who's now in a position where he could just, cover like the number two or the number three receiver. And he doesn't have to worry about covering the one. And then you got Jalen Ramsey, the chess piece. We're playing Ja'Marr Chase this week. He's going to be on Ja'Marr Chase. You're playing maybe Travis Kelce the next week. He's going to be on Travis Kelce. So Mike Tomlin just loves that versatility, and he loves just, having that at his disposal. And I think that's probably the biggest reason for his high confidence level.
So Jalen Ramsey would be the defensive MVP of camp if there were such a thing.
Absolutely. Even though he missed like a week or so, but when he's out there, he's such a difference maker, Adam.
Probably not a coincidence that that's when the offense picked things up, right? Is when Jalen Ramsey was not out there. Yeah. Ray.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it. Like, it's almost like we're in the same place we were last year, but just like a different chapter of the book. Like, the defense is going to be really good, and I'm still not completely sure what the offense is going to be. I have hopes that it can be better, but I think I have to see them go out and prove it.
Well, a big part of that would be the offensive line. Mike Tomlin talked about his tackles yesterday after practice, and he thinks they got better. He thinks Broderick's injury early in camp kind of hampered him a bit, but both guys acquitted themselves well in the preseason game. So what did you see out of both those tackles as camp wore on?
Yeah, it was nice that Jacksonville played their starters early in that game because we kind of got to see good on good. So that was positive for both Troy and really the entire offensive line. I thought they held up well in pass protection. There was the one sack. I can't remember if the starters were still in there, but it was like a second or third and long, and they got Mason on the ground. But really good stuff in terms of pass pro. And you know, if there's one complaint, it's probably about the running game. They really never got that on track. But I think I think that'll eventually come. You got some new pieces in there with Kenneth Gainwell and Caleb Johnson. So I understand that it's not, where they want it to be right now. But just in terms of, all the angst about Broderick Jones, the angst about Troy Faletonu coming back from the injury, for the quarter or so that they were in there, I thought it was a pretty good showing for not only them, but really for the entire offensive line.
Ray, what's your assessment on Caleb Johnson's performance on Saturday?
I don't know that the holes were there. I'm not going to get on Caleb for that it's all his fault. There were probably a couple where he made the wrong cut or, he didn't, have his eyes in the right place. But, to me, when I watch Caleb Johnson, I worry about the pass pro and the hands out of the backfield. And I think in the short term, we're just going to see him basically be a guy who's out there on running downs. I don't know that they trust him yet in pass pro to be out there in second and long or third and long. And that's such an important thing when you have a 41-year-old quarterback. You gotta know that your pass pro is going to be there. You got to have somebody you can trust back there. I don't think they're to that point with Caleb Johnson. So, like, people were projecting him, like, all these touches and all these snaps as a rookie. Yeah, he's going to play a lot. But if you can't be trusted on second and third downs, how much are you really going to play? So he'll have his moments, but until they have more trust in him as a pass protector, I don't think he's going to be out there as much as people think.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ray Fittipaldo, the Post-Gazette's joining us here in the Fan Morning Show. The latest report from Adam Schefter on the Cam Hayward situation made it sound like Cam is perturbed, although he didn't say this publicly, that Jalen Ramsey got paid, Jonnu Smith, TJ Watt, DK Metcalf, Aaron Rodgers, and they haven't paid him. You wrote on Twitter yesterday that you don't think you've ever seen the Steelers fan base so against a player in a contract negotiation. What do you think ultimately happens here, Ray?
I think eventually either Cam will just come to terms with the Steelers not paying him, or the Steelers will give him some sort of an advance on that March 2026 roster bonus. And it's $12.9 million. And I think at this point, it's just a matter of how much the Steelers are comfortable giving it. Listen, I think he deserves it. Like, he went out and played at an all-pro level. I think I certainly understand Cam's side of it. But, you know, if you want to look at it from the Steelers' side, you know, you signed a contract, and we can't be going back with 2 years left on the contract. And, you know, we can't make this exception for you and then not expect other people to ask for it in the future. So, you know, I think it'll eventually get done. What's a fair number? I don't know, but maybe 4 or 5 million he gets advanced, and then he gets the other, you know, 7 or 8 million in March. I think that's probably the way it's going to turn out.
You don't think he'll sit out regular season games?
I don't think so. Chris Jones tried to do that a couple years ago, Doran, and I think he missed one game. He missed a game check. Now, the only difference is, and I don't know if people realize this, but Cam's just making $1.3 million in salary. So if you prorate that over 17 weeks, he could probably afford to sit out some games if he wanted to, like if he really wanted to take a hardline stance. But I don't know that that's in Cam. Like, we saw Le'Veon Bell do that, but Cam's a team captain, and you would have to be pretty dug in and pretty much know it's over with the Steelers, I think, if you did something like that. So I just don't see Cam doing that, but he said it's a possibility, so I think, you know, we got to take him at his word at this point.
What are they going to do with Boswell? I mean, Boswell hasn't exactly expressed publicly. In fact, he has not expressed publicly his demands. They could theoretically make him happy by giving him $1.6 million to make him the highest paid kicker in the NFL. But then here it is again. You're talking about a guy with 2 years left on his contract. Do you think they do anything with the kicker?
I mean, it's almost like it's a non-story just because everyone's talking about Cam.
For sure.
Chris hasn't really addressed it. I suppose if Chris addresses it and, you know, he's really upset about it, I think it might become more of a story. But, I mean, kickers can kick into their late 30s. I mean, he's still young for an NFL kicker. So I think Steelers will probably tell him, hey, we'll take care of you next year at this time. You'll become the NFL's highest paid kicker, but we're not going to do it right now before this season because of what you just talked about.
Ray, out of the guys that didn't play this past Saturday, who do you think will play this coming Saturday?
I don't know how many. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play. Like, all the injured guys, Highsmith's not ready. You know, it'll be interesting if they want to get TJ out there. TJ's back to being a full participant. We might see a few of those guys, Doran, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of them. Like, as long as Aaron Rodgers is out, why would you play DK Metcalf? They know what he can do. So what did they sit out, 20? You might see two or three of those guys come back, but I think it's going to be a short roster again. They want to keep their stars healthy, and then unfortunately for them, Doran, they got Calvin Austin's injured. They got a lot of key guys who are injured, guys they want to find out about, and they're just not going to be available for this game and probably not for Thursday's game in Carolina either.
Well, how are you feeling about Y.A. Black? I saw he had his elbow wrapped up, and the way that we've talked to you about him, you've talked to us about him, I mean, it seems like they really like that guy. Any reason to be concerned about the elbow?
I don't think so at this point. You know, Mike really didn't mention it yesterday. You know, I retweeted something Brian Baldinger, you know, he does the video analysis for NFL Network. And it's one thing for, like, people like me who just watch practice to report what this guy's doing. I mean, people are probably sick of hearing Y.A. Black. But when a guy like Baldinger comes out and tells you how good this guy is, you better start paying attention. So, you know, fifth round, to get a guy like that in the fifth round, he's out there, you know, manhandling the Jacksonville starters and just showing out really well. So hopefully that injury isn't all that serious and he could be healthy for the regular season. If he is, you know, that big question mark we all had about the defensive line probably a month ago or certainly 3 months ago before the draft, I think it's kind of like way down on their list of worries right now, if you ask me.
What if Cam Hayward doesn't play? What do you think the starting D line looks like? Oh my God,
man!
What are you throwing two rookies out there? What happened to me?
I froze there for a second. So the starting D line, Harmon, Benton, and then do you go with like one of the vets?
Oh, he froze again,
man.
At least he didn't hear me suck. I don't think
right.
Or do you go with a guy like Y.A. Black? So that would be really interesting. But they'd probably go with a vet early and then let Black come off the bench and sort of, you know, earn his stripes that way.
Raymond, you are a wonderful man. We appreciate you reporting from training camp, all your written works, but, of course, jumping on with us every Wednesday. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Take care.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.